Hello, good afternoon. I am Gustavo calling from SIU, the Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home detached?
No, it's a condo with two bedrooms, two bathrooms.
A condo. Oh, okay, thank you so much. And do you own or rent your home?
I own the condo.
Thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I don't know.
Thank you so much. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
I moved here in 1985.
Approximately how many years have you been a permanent resident?
From 1985 to 2024. I would have to calculate it.
All right. So have you or any adults in your household experience any of the following tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, or Category 5 hurricane?
We've had some hurricanes. I'm not sure what the category number is.
Approximately, you may see maybe a category 2 or 3 hurricane.
It's possible.
Okay, thank you so much. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Just stay inside.
So you wouldn't make any preparations. Do you think that your home is already prepared, maybe?
The condo is. I think it is.
Okay, thank you so much. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm alone. There's nobody else but me. And I think that there's enough information. I don't really... you know, think that I need anything else other than what I know.
So we may see that you are very certain.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And please select your top 3 sources of information. I can mention you some sources, as for example, the internet sources, other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, friends and family, social media as Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or maybe WhatsApp. You can tell me 3.
Social media, TV, and social media, newspaper, social media. TV, newspaper.
All right, thank you so much. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? On this case, I can mention you maybe the cost of insurance, or transportation costs, or the cost of child care, or the cost of housing, or do you think that nobody has affected, well, my hurricane preparedness.
There's no effect.
Okay, thank you so much. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Neither flood nor evacuation zone.
Right.
And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, it means hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. Or if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. Or if emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never.
If I'm ordered to evacuate, then I'll evacuate.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go?
Please come in. Please come in. I can't walk. It's hard. I can't walk. I had ankle replacements. I'm very sorry. I just leave it in the kitchen.
Anywhere. Thank you.